Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Let's begin the Sour Z News with Pamela Anderson this
morning. How many times has Pamela Anderson been married? Have you been keeping track? Do you know?
It feels like it's been a lot.
It's been more than once or twice. Yeah. But Monday night, she got married for the fifth time to an older man.
Fifth time.
Mm-hmm. Pam is 52. She married 74-year-old John Peters. He is a producer. Wow. Now, they originally dated way back in the 80s. They reconnected a few months ago and kept their relationship kind of under wraps a bit.
Oh, so they've known each other a long time.
Yeah. The groom says, "There are beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick, but for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela."
Oh, that's really sweet.
She makes me wild in a good way.
Hey.
Hey. I know, who doesn't want to hear that from a man, right?
Right.
And Pam says... Pam says, "John is the original bad boy of Hollywood. No one compares. We love each other without conditions. I'm a lucky woman. Proof God has a plan."
Oh, that's nice.
So her former husbands,
Kid Rock and
Tommy Lee, Kid Rock.
They all weighing in.
Right? No. Rick Solomon, best known as the guy in the Paris Hilton sex tape.
She married him a couple of times.
Two times. I remember that. Now, Peters also has four marriages, most famously to actress Leslie Ann Warren from 1967 to 1974. He was a hairdresser at the time. That's how he met and started a relationship with Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
What?
Wow. That started his career as a major player in Hollywood because he got a production credit on Barbara's version of A Star is Born and then also produced the most recent remake with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh, really?
You want to know what other movies he's done? Get a load of this list. Caddyshack, Flashdance,
wow.
The Color Purple, Rain Man, and the first two Michael Keaton Batman movies.
Wow.
So this guy has a few dollars.
Yeah.
And they first met, shockingly, at the Playboy Mansion when she was around 18, which would have made him 40. And he offered to help her with her career and advised her not to pose for the magazine. Obviously, she didn't listen. But they go way back, way back.
Well,
so
that's
hope this
good.
One sticks. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I like hearing that for Pam.
Well, Taylor Swift was offered the opportunity to go from, well, she's like a cat hoarder. How
she
many cats does she
cats.
Have?
She has two that I know of.
Yeah, I don't think she's a hoarder necessarily, but she's definitely a lover of the cat.
Well, in hindsight, she, you know, we can now say that Taylor has no regrets about doing the movie Cats.
Because it did not do well.
It didn't do well. It was
it
a huge
bomb.
It
lost a lot of money.
It did.
She didn't lose any money, though.
No. Didn't hurt her.
No, she even got a Golden Globe nomination for her original song, Beautiful Ghosts. She didn't win, but in an interview conducted before the Globe, she said, "Yeah, you're typical. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be nominated. Shtick. I had a really good time working on that weird ass movie." Even she admits it was weird.
It's definitely different. Like, it genuinely has like a built in audience for it.
Yeah. She said, "You know, if I hadn't worked on this movie, I never would have met Andrew Lloyd Webber or gotten to see how he works. And now he's my buddy. I got to work with the sickest dancers and performers." So
that's true. There were some seriously big names in there.
There really were. So no complaints on that front. On a more serious note, however, Taylor also revealed in the interview that her mother has been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, it's so sad.
It is. She was, I guess, undergoing treatment for breast cancer. Doctors discovered that she also has a brain tumor. Taylor first revealed in 2015 that her 62-year-old mom, Andrea, has breast cancer. The brain tumor was found while she was having chemotherapy for breast cancer. Taylor said, "You know, this whole experience has taught me that there are real problems and then there's everything else." She wrote, "My mom's cancer is a real problem. I used to be anxious about the daily ups and downs. I give all of my worry, stress, and prayers to real problems now."
Yeah, it will give you perspective. All right, on The Bachelor next Monday, country artist Chase Rice is going to be performing. Oh. And you would think, oh, awesome for him, right? That's a big deal.
Right.
People watching that show.
Sure.
So in the episode, what happens is Bachelor Peter Weber takes contestant Victoria Fuller on a date that includes a private concert. And they do this a lot on this show. And when she sees it's Chase Rice, she tells Peter that they dated.
I have a surprise for Victoria. We have our own private Chase Rice concert.
Oh my God. Chase and I dated.
What?
I can't do this.
What?
And she starts crying. Of course,
I can't do this.
So here's what's messed up, is Chase didn't know any of this. Nobody told him she was a contestant. He's not happy about it. He said, I don't know exactly what happened. I wish it wouldn't have happened, but I understand it from their side of it. They've got to make TV.
Oh, that is messed up.
Yeah, but he says, but it's pretty surprising that they brought me into that. And I don't think it's a coincidence. It's either the reality TV gods or just some crazy coincidence or some producer did a really good job.
He said, I guarantee you that's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He said, either way, it's pretty weird that they pulled me into that. It's a little jacked up. They're going to do that to me. It was a pretty big surprise. That wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
He'd been negotiating with the show for about a year, but he never thought that they'd pull him into the storyline. And man,
that's messed
what,
up.
No, I mean, it's not just a twist for the contestant. You know, you ask this guy to come in and do this thing and you completely blindside him with this.
That's awful.
He does, though. He does see the bright side in all of it. He said, at the end of the day, if it brings it back to the music and if it brings people to my music, that's what I want people to take away from it. If the music's good,
yeah,
I'll always go back to that. Mm. But wow.
That's the girl that has all of the drama, though. Like, I don't know if you remember, like, what was it? Like a few weeks ago, I was telling you about how there was this girl named Victoria that when we reality Steve, the blogger, mm-hmm. went to her hometown of Virginia Beach, he was struggling to find people that could say positive things about her.
Yeah.
So he started kind of like tweeting and blogging about that. And she started attacking him like, this isn't fair. Mm-hmm. But evidently since then, reality Steve and this chick have been going back and forth all
having
the
it out
time. Yeah. Like to the point to where this contestant is now confronting people in bars and restaurants in her hometown and like causing a scene,
calling
like
them out.
Stop talking about me. Stop this. She got kicked out of a bar. I think it was in the beginning of December. Like she was trying to defend herself and they mm-hmm. were like, year two, just go.
Just stop.
Like she seems to be very drama filled.
Well, Peter likes the drama. I watched a little bit this past Monday in Alea. This is the girl. She's the one that's been, you know, a little bit sneaky and people think she's fake. And he sent her home. And I think he's going to bring her back next week because even after he sent her home, he's like having a panic attack. I don't think I did the right thing.
Wow.
And we saw in the tease for next week that she shows back up. So here we go. I might be diving in again here soon.
I was just going to ask if I'm missing anything good. Let me know when I need to jump in.
When you need to jump in.
I always jump in when there's like 4 or 5. When they go to the hometown date, I'm like, okay, I can get in now. Mm.
Hey, in the Good Morning America interview that aired yesterday, Ozzy Osbourne revealed that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being treated for a bad fall in his home last February.
I had a bad fall. I had to have surgery on my neck, which screwed all my nerves in. And I found out that I have that.
It's Parkin-2, which is a form of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body. And it's like you have a good day, and then a really bad day.
So I got numbness down his arm from the surgery. My legs feel keep going cold. I just can't wait to get well, and I have to go on the road again. That's my drug today, and I ain't going yet. I ain't going to go anywhere yet.
Yeah, that's tough. I've been watching him for years. I mean, dating all the way back to the Osbournes reality show on, what was that, MTV? And
forever
ago. I thought it was a foregone conclusion then. You know,
you just like looked at him and thought that might be what
had a lot of physical struggles there.
Yeah, I don't know.
There it is.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.